hearts of those who believe, and our role in that is like a farmer who plants the seed and then goes home and goes to bed. I like that. I really like that. You don't need to live your life in a panic. You don't need to stay awake 24 hours a day. Go to bed. Plant the seed, shine the light, and go to bed. You're not responsible for what happens. That's the wonder of it all. It's so paradoxical. A seed goes into the ground and dies, and as it dies, out of it comes life. How does that happen? Nobody knows that. The farmer doesn't know that. The farmer can't make that happen. Nobody can make that happen. The best horticulturists in the world don't know how that happens. They know it happens, but they can't define how it happens or why it happens. Out of this dying seed comes life, a huge crop. That's the wonder of the gospel. Hidden in those simple gospel truths is the power of life. And it breaks out while we sleep. Look, all I can do is tell the truth. All I can do is speak the truth. I can't take care of the results. I can't give life. It's mysterious, just like to the farmer, to us. The only human act is to plant the seed and wait. And wait. Go to sleep. It's all God's work. 1 Corinthians 3 says, God gives the increase. Life and growth is a divine operation. You must be born from above, John 3. Not of the will of the man, of man, not of the will of the flesh, John 1:12, but of God. Listen to it this way. No human being contributes to the regeneration, conversion, justification, salvation process. All we can do is tell the truth. The seed is potent. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1. The soil, when prepared by God, will receive it. And once God makes it grow, I love this part of the little parable, when it begins to grow, it does not stop until it is harvested. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head, and then the harvest. What God begins, He completes, right? Philippians 1:6, whoever begins a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. This is a critical lesson, by the way, to all evangelical manipulators and clever marketers who think they can make people believe. No human being, no matter how persuasive, no matter how clever, makes a contribution to regeneration, conversion, or justification. All we can do is give the truth. We can't change